latest Experian Payments podcast, the way to a robust paperless debit system. I'm here with Norman Taylor, an Experian Payments expert who's worked in the payments industry for 48 years. During his 33 years at Barclays, Norman was involved in the launch of the paperless direct debit scheme. Norman, can you tell us how direct debits in the UK evolved?
Yes, in 1967, the banks launched the direct debit scheme, at which time it was totally run under a paper system, even to the point where the direct debits themselves were printed as vouchers by the originators and posted into their accounts as if they'd received cheques. This very soon was overtaken by the introduction of the Interbank Computer Bureau, whereby banks were exchanging their standing orders, which were being replaced by direct debits, into the system on magnetic tapes. Companies could then create a direct debit tape file and submit to the Interbank Computer Bureau, and by so doing, cut out the actual physical direct debits in paper form. However, the direct debit instruction from the payer was still handwritten, signed and presented to the originator and passed from them into the bank for submission into their database of regular payments. During that time, the instruction being keyed caused errors, in particular with the reference number, and the reference number having been miskeyed would actually cause an issue when the direct debit itself was presented and it didn't match and therefore was returned as an instruction not held.
Right. So what's the history behind paperless direct debits?
There were big issues in terms of paper direct debit instructions, in terms of the originators receiving them, passing them to the banks, and the banks were then keying the information into their regular payments databases. Quite often, keying errors took place and the reference number for the direct debit was miskeyed at the receiving end of the bank. When the direct debit was then presented, of course, it didn't match what the bank was holding, having that error and the reference number being held on their system. So the banks wanted to actually automate the submission of those direct debits to themselves. And an automated direct debit instruction service was launched, whereby the originator, while still receiving paper, could submit the actual instructions to the banks through an automated scheme, thereby relieving the banks of the need to post the information by keying direct debit instructions, and the information of the reference number in particular was that supplied by the originator, and therefore no issues regarding misapplying direct debits at that time.
Right, so obviously you're taking away the manual issue there. Are there any other benefits for companies who implement
Because the direct debit scheme had moved to automated instructions being sent to the banks, it meant that we could introduce a scheme whereby the instructions themselves were then collected from the payers in automated ways, and the full paperless direct debit scheme whereby instructions could be set by internet, phone, keypad or even face-to-face was introduced. So the whole process becomes paperless from start to finish, except where there's two signatures required on the bank account, on the payer's bank account. That then requires still a direct debit in paper form to be processed by the originator, but still using the outer system to apply it to the bank.
Right. So what regulations and guidelines, we obviously touched on there slightly, what regulations and guidelines must be adhered to in setting up a paperless direct debit scheme in the UK?
Yeah, the whole scheme started in 1996. That enabled the direct debits to be captured electronically, but the guide and rules for that, which is run by the BAC scheme, introduced the need to do certain checks and validations and verification at the time of data capture. This includes knowing your customer so that you aren't going to be debiting somebody who isn't the person you're dealing with. Secondly, the direct debit instruction will include the sort code and the account number of the payer's account, which needs to be validated. And also, thirdly, the verification that that account is owned by the person that is wanting to pay. So those three key pieces of information need to be verified and validated at the time of data capture, because you don't want to have a situation of the information being captured, found out to be an error later, and recourse back to the payer to actually clarify the situation. So data capture, validation, verification is vital and is in the scheme rules.
Right, that's pretty clear for the UK. What are the regulations and guidelines that have got to be adhered to in setting up paperless direct debits in Europe?
The SEPA Direct Debit Scheme has its own set of regulations and rules, and these are managed by the European Payments Council. At the moment, they are very different in respect to the European and the UK schemes, but there are signs that the two will become closer and closer together as we progress.
One of the requirements you mentioned, Norman, is the need to establish who your customer is. How can Experian help with this?
Yes, that's a vital piece of information. As we said earlier, it needs to be done at the time of data capture. There are various products within the Experian portfolio which can validate and verify identity. One in particular, the Authenticate process, enables clients to actually check that the person is who they say they are and that they live at the address they're saying they live at. This is done by trawling various databases that Experian have in their possession to do that kind of authentication. It's KYC, and the banks do require that to be done. It's part of the process.
Right. So that's obviously identity taken care of. To comply with the scheme regulations, you also need to verify the ownership of the bank account being used. Is this something Experian can help with?
Yes, there are two aspects to that. Bank Wizard, the Experian product, initially validates the sort code and the account number. We maintain a complete database of all the existing sort codes in the UK, and we also have regulation rules, validation rules around the account number with that sort code. That enables us to actually prove that the sort code and the account number are valid. You then need to extend that clarification to ensure that that account belongs to the person who's signing up the direct debit. So Experian have information about the connection between sort code and the account number and the person, name, address, date of birth. And the banks have enabled Experian to use that information to actually prevent identity fraud when applying for direct debits and to make sure that the process works smoothly and accurately.
Norman, can Experian help with direct debit and paperless direct debit in any other way?
Yes, we can. Obviously, the originators of direct debits must submit those through the BACS direct debit scheme in electronic form. And these days, it's by internet protocol submissions through BACS Tel IP. Experian have had a solution to support BACS Tel IP from 2005, and that enables the customers of the scheme to actually submit in an efficient, effective way, and it enables 50% of the direct debits in this country to be collected by some of the largest originators. So Experian Payments Gateway will satisfy the customer's needs to actually submit the instructions and the direct debits themselves.
There are clearly plenty of benefits to adoption of paperless direct debit for both the corporate and government organisation, and it's good to hear that Experian can help them to achieve this. Thank you very much, Norman.
Thank you, Don.